Over the next couple of months, we're taking fitness outdoors on the pulse. Exercising outdoors has so many benefits, not only physically, but mentally as well. Many times your body is put in a different environment than you're probably used to, not to mention the fresh air and the sunshine. Is there an art to archery? Coach Blaze and I went on a mission to find out. Jerry, shooting a bow and arrow isn't that simple, is it?
It definitely is not, but it really was a lot of fun for sure.
Okay, so I'm going to set the scene here. We hit I-93 to the Art of Archery in Manchester. We met with the owner, Dana White. And Jerry, my first thought was this guy in his 70s was right on point. This guy was so cool.
Absolutely. The guy comes out around the corner with his eyes like lit up, like he was so excited that we were there.
Now, the first thing I thought was, you know, you really need to have a mind and body connection. This really is not an effortless sport, is it?
No, it does require quite a bit of skill. I've always been fascinated with archery ever since I was a kid. And I always wanted to try it, and I never got the opportunity, but man, I'm so happy I did.
You know, I've never picked up a bow and arrow, but it's not as easy as just picking up a bow and arrow. You have to have the right stance, the right arrow. You got to rest the arrow, grip the string, prepare the draw. I mean, there's so many crazy things for first-timers like myself. Having a good instructor was important. You know, he went over things with me over and over, 10 times over, for me to get it right. Jerry, you were in the U.S. Marines, so you found this a little bit easier with your military experience.
I did, because the basic Marine has to be, at the very least, a marksman. And that so much was instilled in my time in the military, learning the skills of honing in and getting your breathing under control, and so on. So archery was very similar in that respect. So I did have a little bit easier time with it, but you did really well yourself.
Well, I mean, like aiming at the target, this might sound a little weird, but you really don't need to overthink it. Would you agree with that?
That's true. If you overthink it and your breathing gets out of control, you're gonna go all over the place.
Okay, so I would say this is totally a fun outdoor activity. I think it's a good sport for beginners, and I do want to say we kept score. Jerry won by a massive landslide, but I did hit the target every time.
So you definitely did.
So nice job there, Coach. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to find out how things go at a shooting range. We're going to go to a cornhole competition, and we're going to try golf frisbee, which should be pretty fun.
Awesome.
So we'll let everybody know, you know, how this is for beginners, intermediate, and people who have just, like, I've never heard of it. I've never heard of golf frisbee. So now
it's
let's turn
fun.
To eating. Eat this, not that, you know. So for so many people, the summer shred season is underway, but you have to remember you can eat healthy and not go crazy. I am completely guilty of this. I know what works for my body, but Jerry, sometimes it's hard to stick 100% to the stuff we know is right and instead get frustrated and grab a jar of peanut butter. So what can people do to stop the craziness here?
It's really portion control. I mean, you have to do tricks. You have to do little things like, what I do is I'll use a smaller bowl. And that way it
so
looks
it looks like you
I'm
have more food.
Right. So it's a mind game. But you really, like we've talked about many times in the past, you really have to eliminate certain things and emphasize other things as well.
Okay, so like what is the worst thing somebody can do that can impact their health or metabolism when they're trying to diet, it's not working, and they just say, forget it?
The worst thing you can do is go crazy and be down on yourself and go on a bender and start eating like crazy. And, you know, a lot of people lose it. They go sideways on their diet. They feel like they failed. So they say, the heck with it, and I'm just going to eat, like, five pizzas, you know?
Or, I mean, you got to assume, like, emotional eating is part of this, too. You know, you set out a goal, you don't reach your goal, so you kind of feel like you failed. And that probably leads to some of this crazy diet stuff, right?
It dieting is not that hard, and it's not that difficult.
It's really not a diet. It's a lifestyle, right?
It's a lifestyle. It's an avoidance of things you shouldn't eat. And there are things you can have to treat yourself every so often. But people get so neurotic and all about the numbers, and then they use their apps and they track every single calorie. And then when things don't go right, they go nutso and they go sideways.
What advice can you give people to stay on track and stay the course? Even if they do hit a bump, how do they stay on course and just keep going forward?
The best way to stay on course is to get a good understanding what exactly is happening with your body when you eat a certain way. And then don't be so down on yourself and just make short-term goals. Like, go at it every 2 weeks at a time. And then if you were successful for that 2 weeks, go on for another 2 weeks at a time. But don't feel like you're a failure, because if you're only... you're only a failure if you quit trying.
Now, what are your final words of wisdom from Coach Blaze to all of our listeners out there who are just like, oh, that makes sense?
I would say, you know, it's not going to be an easy road ahead. Plan on being frustrated, but expect some awesome times ahead if you stick to things to plan. That's what I would say.
Well, thank you, Coach Blaze. And next time we hit the bow and arrow targets, we need to bring Jack and J-Dog with us. Because I'm not so sure Jack is going to be able to hit that target.
Will J-Dog be bringing the tacos?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I will.
Well, I love Jerry. I'm just trying to keep up with you, because you're, Corey, I don't know. We need to talk. All right, thank you both.